Yeah, we've had concerns about the condition of the harbor since really early in 2002, 2003, when we started to see some inconsistencies in regarding benches and lighting and just some basic areas of concern like that. But then we asked the mayor at that time to make sure that someone was focused on the harbor on a regular basis, and those steps were taken. But over time, it's going to become a reality that we need to have a facelift because we need to keep this as the jewel of the city.
All right. Well, plastic surgery is never cheap. So are you able to put a big price tag on it, or sort of this is in increments?
I don't think we can put a price tag on it yet. And this is the type of a plan that certainly would be implemented over multiple years and probably even multiple decades to finalize the entire project. So we're looking at it just piece by piece as we move forward. We're looking, obviously, for some low-hanging fruit to deal with early on, and that would be things like benches and some of the promenade areas that may need to be cleaned up or some of the lighting that needs to be consistent. But then also we're putting particularly focus on Rash Field and the redevelopment of Rash Field, which we think is a top priority.
What do you envision that looking like?
Well, I think largely, if you think about Rash Field, if you're familiar with Bryant Park or Conservatory Park in Baltimore and New York City, mm-hmm. they're about 5.5 acres. The land between the visitor center from the Maryland Science Center over toward the Rusty Scupper and from the promenade back to Key Highway is a little bit more than 7 acres of land. So we think it can truly be a great urban park, one that has areas like a sculpture garden, a playground for children, a big area that you could hold events and festivals and also have some free concerts and movies and things of that nature. So it's sort of an open space, but also more of a livable space that people can come and do things and enjoy themselves during the day and evening.
So that sort of gets things started with the revitalization.
And that includes also a 350 car garage parking lot over in that area as well to accommodate some parking concerns at the Maryland Science Center, the marina, and just general parking as a whole.
Yeah, that was my next question. Where are you going to put the vehicles? Speaking of vehicles, there was some talk too about, and this kind of probably grabs the headline because this would be really shocking to people, I think, to sort of change the way Light Street enters into the Inner Harbor, I guess, and how Pratt looks. Is that also one of the priorities, that sort of the getting there?
We think that opens up a lot of opportunities and also does enhance the look of particularly Harbor Place and the pavilions at Harbor Place. If you come down Conway, which is a great entrance in Conway Street, which is a great entrance into the harbor area, and then you make a left onto Light Street, you're actually looking at the back door and really the loading facilities of the Light Street Pavilion. We think that there's ways of straightening out Light Street without having that diagonal crossing, crossroad that goes directly to Calvert Street, which would all provide us an opportunity to put some green spaces and some other things to cover up the look of the back of the building and sort of the back door of the Inner Harbor.
Almost have a promenade going
right,
in.
They'll certainly have a walkway along Light Street that you really don't have now that you can walk in that area. The Baltimore City Department of Transportation has agreed to undertake a traffic study, an independent traffic study, to look at that to make sure that it's something that would not be harmful to the flow of traffic in and out of Baltimore City.
You know, I think a lot of people listening might be saying to themselves, what are they going to do about those pavilions?
Well, the pavilions are certainly are privately held by a company called Ashkenazi, and their pavilions are certainly a linchpin to the whole concept. But we think if we certainly fix up the areas around it, and we've talked with representatives of Ashkenazi, they have plans to do some redevelopment inside as well. We haven't seen those final detailed plans yet, but we think that there is interest to try to do something. We think that we can spur even greater interest on their part if we can make this a more attractive venue.
Yeah, and then you have to get businesses in there.
Well, I think that's obviously, and that's something we want to have. But of course, it's a different mix of what it was years ago, and we need to, that's their area as far as to come up with a commercial mix of retail off of businesses there. But we certainly would hope to have discussions with them moving forward in that area.
So, Don, I know this is probably many faceted, but how do you fund a grand plan like this?
Well, again, I think you have to look at it from an incremental perspective. A lot of this is certainly types of bond monies that we may be seeking for from the city and the state. I know the mayor is making a request for capital funding of the governor of $3 million a year for the next 3 years. That's certainly a starting point. We'll be talking with the city about possible funding and do their normal bond efforts that they do during election year cycles. I think once the government public sector dollars become a part of this, because this is a project that generates over $100 million of tax dollars each and every year and helps to employ support the employment of 21,000 people in the tourism industry and has about 14 million people visiting it each and every year. Once government becomes involved and committed to this process, I think also you'll see opportunities for private sector dollars, foundation dollars, both locally and nationally, to come into play. And I don't think we're going to look for a grand dollar amount, but we're going to be looking at it project by project, space by space, and then putting the dollars together based upon what opportunities are presented.
All right. Sounds exciting. Donald Fryer, the Greater Baltimore Committee, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.